We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Ian Happ now.
Ian Happ, outfielder for your Chicago Cubs.
Happ leaps and makes the catch along the indentation of the wall.
Host of the Compound Podcast.
I did not sleep last night. If I go over there and ask you to turn it down, and you don't turn it down,
you're going to see angry Ian too. That's not good.
I'll start breaking down doors.
Connect Roasters coffee enthusiast.
Get out the tape measure, long gone. One of the longest home runs Happ has ever hit to right field in this ballpark, bar none.
Ian Happ with Bernstein and Holmes on The Score.
Let's talk to Chicago Cubs all-star outfielder Ian Happ on The Score Hotline, brought to you by Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sports book. He is at IHAP_1, and he is with us on The Score. Ian, I wish this wasn't so weird right now, but it's just kind of weird as we tick down to the deadline. How are you feeling about everything?
Yeah, it is. Weird is definitely a good word to describe it. It's just, you know, it's a strange time. It's a crazy day. It always is. And you're just kind of waiting to see, which is a little bit of a lonely place to be in, I guess, because you just don't know. Everything's out of your control.
Do you play it over in your head? Do you have these sliding doors and talk it over with your friends or your fiance? I'm like, well, it could be this, it could be that. And as you do that, are you totally insulated from it, or is anybody with the Cubs talking to your agent and being honest? Look, we are talking to this team, and this team. Like, how informed are you, and how informed do you want to be?
Yeah, you don't get any information. There's nothing there. But you know, you can see what's happening in the marketplace, and you see potential landing spots and options and places. And so naturally, you kind of think about those options and what it looks like. And you know, it's not something. Definitely over the last couple of weeks, not letting yourself go there and just focusing on playing every day. But, you know, especially when you have an off day yesterday and then into the last day, it's kind of, all right, what does it look like out there? But, you know, it's an interesting situation because you have some guys who have to go and play for a couple months. And then, you know, guys that are in situations like Soto just got dealt and he's got, you know, 2.5 years somewhere. And you know, that's a lot longer commitment.
How much of the business part of you playing ball are you involved with, where like are you someone that just says to your agent, you handle it, let me make the final decision, or are you in touch with your agent as much as possible when it comes to stuff like this?
No, I'm super involved. But as you know, in the trade stuff, you know, you don't have any control. There's no decisions to make. You know, you're just along for the ride. So you know, this is something where you stay as informed as you can and try to understand what's happening and why it's happening. But, you know, unfortunately in these situations, it's all guessing and you don't get a lot of information until things actually happen.
What's your interactions with Rossi and your teammates like over the last couple of weeks?
I mean, great. You know, status quo, everything, just, you know, trying to enjoy every second of you know, being with teammates and you know, experiences and stuff with them, and just, you know, trying to go out there and play good baseball and win baseball games and continue to help this group grow and learn and compete. And that's, you know, that's the job. That's the name of the game. And so being able to, you know, do that. And I think we played some really good baseball kind of coming out of the break. And that was a lot of fun.
When you and Wilson Contreras shared that embrace in the Cubs dugout and the cameras are right there, and he got extremely emotional and he pulled his hat down over his eyes while you were talking to him, what were you saying in his ear?
Yeah, it's personal stuff that, you know, we played together for a long time, and you know, it's a special place. That's a Wrigley Field is as special, as meaningful to players as it can possibly get. You know, that coming home for only two games and kind of having an understanding that it might be the last time you play there, definitely might be the last time you play there in a Cubs uni, you know, that was really difficult for both of us. And I think that, you know, Wrigley has given us so many amazing memories, so many games with different people and 40,000 plus sold out, screaming, yelling every single day. And the support, I think the support that you get there is just unmatched. And it was really, really cool to be on the top step when they gave Willie that standing ovation, his first at bat. You know, that was a real goosebumps moment for me. And so that was just that whole day, you know, super emotional for him. And just being able to be there for him, sometimes you wish all the cameras weren't there and you could just share that moment. But yeah, it was nice to just be there for him as, you know, we're both going through it.
As you're making your kind of walkabout in the outfield in that game, like, what were you looking for and what type of feedback were you getting from the folks in the bleachers?
I mean, yeah, I was trying to soak it all in for sure. But just, you know, I wanted to thank the people, you know, and everywhere in the bleachers, but specifically the people in left field that kind of been there with me from the second half of last year all the way through this year. You know, obviously they've been there longer than that, but the support after the deadline last year, being there every single day and just being positive through my struggles and my successes and the team's struggles, and always being there and not leaving and having good attitudes and you know, that I don't know if I could express, you know, how much that actually means to the players and how important that is. And so, you know, I wanted to express my gratitude to them. And one of the coolest things you get to do as an outfielder in Wrigley is you get to run out there before the first pitch and tip your hat to the fans. And then you get to do the same thing after a win. And those are two of the most special moments of a game. It was something that right when I came up, you know, Jay Hay kind of showed me the way on that. And so being able to really feel like they're part of the game, because they are, and that's, you know, I don't know how rare it is, but it feels like it's pretty rare for that to be such an important piece of playing there every day.
Outside of the ballpark, I imagine that it's probably hard for you because of the city itself. Like, I've born and raised here, Ian. I love this city, and leaving it is rough. For someone who's built a life here, thinking about having to build a life somewhere else has got to be a little bit daunting.
Yeah, I mean, you know, as a professional baseball player, you live all over the country, you know, and I've lived in many, many places and been all around, really laid roots in Chicago, you know, and it's difficult. It's the, you know, I'm going to get into this a little bit more on my podcast this week. I think we'll jump into this, but the human element, you know, is so tough. When you put down roots, when you feel like some place is your home, I absolutely, totally love the city of Chicago, and getting to make friends and meet people there and have relationships, and really fall in love with the city. And obviously I met my fiance there, and she's from Chicago and has roots there. And so that's a whole nother, part of what makes, you know, things like this so difficult. And, I can't thank the city enough for what it's meant to me and being able to kind of grow up in my adult life there.
And before we let you go on a day like this, I want to hear not just from Ian Happ, the baseball player, but Ian Happ, the very involved union representative. When you see what we're seeing with someone like Juan Soto, when you see a 23-year-old all-time great, like right now he is walking with absolute baseball gods, and you see a team, for whatever logical reason, somehow not want him and want to move him, and you see something like that happen, what does it say about the state of the game? And what does it say about the people who own these teams right now that somehow somebody could want to own a baseball team without Juan Soto on it?
Yeah. There's a lot to unpack there. I think there's so many moves, and there's so much value on prospects. There's just so much value on prospects right now, on draft picks and it just, sometimes it feels like you forget about how good the guys that are there right now are. But the more interesting thing to me through this trade deadline will be how teams behave that are 2, 3, 4 games out of the wild card. With this new system, with an expanded playoff system, that we really believed would increase competitiveness. I'm not sure how the day is going to end, but it does feel like there's teams that are just out of the mix, that aren't trying to improve their teams to go get those, to go make that last 2-month push and make up a 2 or 3 game gap, to sneak into the playoffs. So that is something, from the union side and from the way this is operating, that might be a little bit troublesome, but we'll have to see how that plays out.
Ian, you and Wilson have done an exemplary job of handling what is really, really difficult. Thank you for what you said about the city, what you said about Wrigley Field and Cubs fans. Good luck to you, man. Good luck. I mean, it's very easy to root for you and Wilson wherever you guys end up landing.
Thank you. Yeah, we really appreciate the support all the way through. Dan and I have been doing this for a little bit now, and can't thank you guys enough for having me on and talking through things and always being positive voices for me. So thanks for everything.
You made a lot of friends here. There's an outpouring on the text line right now. Everything that we're seeing, there are so many individual people that want to pass along best wishes and thanks and a little bit of melancholy, a little bit of feeling that this kind of thing shouldn't happen the way it does. And I agree with them.
Yeah, it's a tough part of the business. That's for sure.
Good luck, Ian, and thank you.
Thanks, guys.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.